This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Groundwater discharge permit public hearing for Homestake Uranium Mining Company on Tuesday, April 29th in Grants. The Multicultural Alliance for a Safe Environment, MACE, and its member groups will oppose a New Mexico Environment Department draft groundwater discharge permit that would allow the Homestake Mining Company to discharge up to 5,500 gallons per minute of polluted water to the clean drinking water sources used by the residents of the Blue Water and Milan villages in the city of Grants at an upcoming public hearing. MACE invites you to attend the hearing, scheduled to begin on Tuesday, April 29th, at 9 a.m. at the Cibola County Government Building, located at 515 West High Street in Grants, New Mexico. A public comment period begins at 5 p.m. Nitrates, selenium, uranium, radium, chloride, sulfate, dissolved solids, and molybdenum have been found in the groundwater. The pollutants are seeping from one of the world's largest uranium mill tailings pile located in the Blue Water and Milan Village area, which is a Superfund cleanup site. The tailings were created when Homestake extracted high-grade uranium from the mine's soils through the milling process. Rain and snow moved through the pile to the groundwater below, carrying the pollutants with it. MACE states that the permit is flawed because it does not ensure protection of the public's health or future water supplies. Because pre-uranium development background values were never established, the Environment Department is allowing an acceptable level of pollution in the four regional aquifers in the San Mateo Creek watershed located west of Mount Taylor. As a result, Homestake, which is now owned by the Barrick Gold Corporation, would not be required to clean up the groundwater it polluted during 30 years of uranium mill operations. Susan Gordon, coordinator for MACE, said, "Our goal is to have more than 60 people attend the public comment section of the hearing. MACE wants to put the New Mexico Environment Department and all mining companies on notice that the people of New Mexico are not going to let them walk away from their legal obligations to clean up the uranium tailings left from previous mining. We must demand that the Environment Department use their regulatory power to ensure that the environmental legacy is cleaned up to pre-uranium development background levels before any new mines can be considered." MACE is producing fact sheets and talking points for your use, and they will be available at macecoalition.org, macecoalition.org. Written comments may be submitted to the hearing officer prior to and during the hearing. For more information, please contact Susan Gordon at susangordon@earthlink.net or 505-577-8438, or read the article in this month's Greenfire Times to learn more. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org and like us on Facebook.